Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Nicola Fulston, who's Group CEO at RBG Holdings. How are you today, Nicola?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
You're actually a professional services group, and I think the $64,000 question is how you have fared in the post, I suppose, March 2020 period. How's the landscape been for you, and who's doing well and who's not?
So, yeah, we're a professional services group, and we've got everything ranging from legal services, lawyers working on the clock right the way through to doing corporate M&A by selling your company for you, and as well as some litigation finance. So we cover quite a spectrum of professional services, and I admit that like many CEOs coming into the lockdown in March 2020, I did so with trepidation and thought that, you know, there was inevitably going to be recession and downturn, and we were quite shocked really by the way in which legal services particularly just took off. And we're not alone in that. I think that same is true across most of the legal services sector, that legal work has increased. And it's not just the obvious candidates of, are we doing restructuring? Are we helping people restructure their employment? In fact, quite the opposite. I would say there's almost that restructuring hasn't taken off yet because the government has obviously provided quite a great deal of support. Instead, it tends to be people taking advantage of opportunities, people obviously stuck at home with not a lot else to do. We have quite an entrepreneurial client base across all industries, so and entrepreneurs are always one looking for the next opportunity. So the legal services business, the litigation finance business, incredibly busy and did really well last year. Our corporate finance subsidiary, not so well. I think that all M&A was hit by not being able to meet in person. That business was hit fairly hard very quickly. And yet, as we all became accustomed, particularly entrepreneurs and CEOs, got accustomed to using tech that maybe at our age we weren't so familiar with in the past, we found that that's changed. And now we are seeing companies buying companies when they've never actually met. Would you believe it?
What we've seen on the stock market, the small caps, the area that maybe the listeners are most familiar with, are a lot of companies raising finance, maybe from Rolls-Royce downwards. I think there was lots of fundraisers, but yeah. I presume that's the public market where maybe there's a different way of doing things.
Yes, I think obviously, yes. I mean, there's debt raises, and we have still been busy on our capital market side. And yes, and we don't particularly have businesses that needed that kind of restructuring in that way. But I think in our sector, we have found that there has been a sort of consistent, steady workflows. And there is an awful lot of money looking to do deals still. There is still an awful lot of money. A lot of it was on hold, though, in 2020, I have to say. A lot of it was just sitting, waiting to see what the deals would be and when things would bottom out.
Right, and the other point, I suppose, that you know, you said that probably 90% of us, and 99% of us, you went into March 2020 with trepidation. We've now got the Midsummer Night's Dream coming up on June the 21st, or whenever the exact date is, where we go back to normal, and we're probably all looking forward to it. Could it be the other way around, that we're looking forward to something that turns out to be rather difficult?
Well, I think, like everybody, we're all thinking that someone's going to pay for this, and there's been an awful lot of support and easing, and there's got to be a bitter pill to swallow, and I'm sure the economists and everyone know more than I. However, if I look at, you know, what's happened, I as a group CEO look at what's happened post other pandemics and in the 1920 pandemic, and we've tended to see periods of boom after pandemic. And I don't know whether that's driven by the fact that everyone's desperate to get out, but I think we might see a little bit of that here, that there'll be a real desire to get out and get back to normal. And I think that will drive some positivity in the economy. But ultimately, there's clearly going to have to be a payback. There's clearly going to be some kind of recession. I think I'm struggling to see what shape that will take yet. And I know from reading some of the analyst work that there's real divided opinion on what that might look like.
Right. And just in terms of RBG, you've got the three-pronged business there, but you've got to the legal side, litigation finance, which I suppose overlaps with that, and then the convex capital, which is, I suppose, maybe in this environment, as we go back to normal, would that be the area of focus for you?
I think the area of focus, all three businesses are doing well at the moment and have very good prospects. The corporate M&A is definitely flying. There's lots of money looking to do deals. That is a strong feeling at the moment. I think what the pandemic did do is it reassessed some people's motivations in terms of selling their own businesses, and where they might have been holding out for bigger deals in the longer term, that's changed to short-term aspiration. So there's definitely a lot of activity there. Litigation finance always thrives in times of crisis. So if there is more recession, if there is more economic difficulty, that is a business that can thrive in that environment. It's for us a small business and growing, and therefore, you know, we have in our first year of trading 240 inquiries. So we were seeing a lot of interest, but we only converted about 7 of those to active deals at the end of last year. And the legal services still has a very strong pipeline of business. So across all three sectors at the moment, we're seeing a strong pipeline of activity. But where we're lucky in law is that when there is difficulty and crisis, it's often when there's opportunity. And legal services tends to do well in times of economic hardship in a different way to how it does well in times of prosperity.
Nicola Fulston, Group CEO at RBG Holdings, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.